will be followed by the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. NBA basketball coming your way tonight. Boston at Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock. All three frequencies coming your way right here on KGYM. And a lot of activities have been moved to tonight from tomorrow night in anticipation of what started off as Winter Storm Goliath on Monday with 9 to 11 inches. We're down to 2 to 4 inches, but I guess better to be safe than sorry. So please check out your local team, your favorite team, whatever the case may be, and see if they are playing tonight. As of right now, our games are still on for tomorrow, and that would be the boys' game between Prairie and Jeff at Prairie. They have moved the girls' game to tonight, so that will be over at Jefferson coming up tonight, but we'll have the boys' game tomorrow. And as I just got things underway here, as far as we know, City High and Liberty, the doubleheader still scheduled for tomorrow. Now, I just got a text from a slightly panicked Miles saying that he is hearing rumors that they will move it to tonight. If you know that, please let us know at 319-366-1600. Either give Buttons a call or let us know on the text line, the First Federal Credit Union text line.
Yeah, a lot of things in flux. And
I'm hoping not, because that's going to throw 3 o'clock on a Thursday before a 6 o'clock. That's not going to be good.
Nah.
That's not good.
We know Kennedy and Washington are getting together tonight for a boy-girl doubleheader.
Yes.
That originally was scheduled tomorrow. So, yeah, check your school, your contact information for any movement in games.
True. There you go. This just out. Let's see. Waterloo East, Waterloo West has moved up there. Doubleheader, it will still be tomorrow. And that will be up in Waterloo. That will be beginning at 4 o'clock with the girls' varsity game.
Mm.
And, you know, this is, we go through it every year, so we'll get through it again here, folks. Everyone wants to avoid what we had last year, though, and that is the glut of games in the last 2.5 weeks of the season due to all the postponements as we had in late January and through February last year. Going to talk to Dave Koken, Kevin Lehman going to join us in a little bit. We have the tickets to give away to Iowa women's basketball, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. We've got Bowling Night in America from last night as well. All to get to, but let's start off with golf in the desert. Used to be known as the Bob Hope Desert Classic. The folks on tour called it the Bob Hope Birdie Classic. It has now been taken over by Phil Mickelson. It is... His tournament, I guess, he runs it, is now the American Express, still in the desert, and you still need to go low.
Yes, indeed, and this is a tournament that's played on three different courses the first 3 days with amateurs in each group, two pros, two amateurs in each group. Right now, Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids are playing the Nicklaus course and played the back nine first. He's near completion of his first 9 holes. Started out 3 birdies in his first 4 holes, but bogeyed a par 5, and he's making the turn at 2 under as we speak. So maybe more updates on Zach as we go along through the program. And your leader right now, Dominic Bozzelli, at 8 under par, and he's also playing the Nicklaus course.
Fowler's up there too, right? Ricky's up there?
He is. He's one, 2 back. Yep.
All right. So, and a lot of birdies to be had out there. Last night, the UNI basketball team with a big win over Valpo at home by 10. Another dynamite performance by A.J. Green, who's solidifying himself as the Valley Player of the Year at this point. And he went off again for almost 30 last night as UNI keeps their share of first place anyway, with a big game coming up at Bradley on Saturday.
Yeah, Green's been phenomenal, averaging well over 20 points the last handful of games. And uncharacteristically, you and I trailed at halftime by 6 and did not play well at all in the first half. Allowed Valpo, I think, 42 points in that first half. And then got things buckled down at a 17-0 run And you and I was off to the races and a 10-point victory. So another good solid win for the Panthers.
It was a good solid win for the Panthers. The Iowa State men's basketball team went up against second-rated Baylor last night, and the Bears got the double-digit victory down at Waco. And I think it was 65-52 it ended up. Iowa State women, a tough loss last night as well at home. Bill Fenley, he went off last night after the game. Believes Ashley Jones is not being treated well in the post by Big 12 opposing teams as well as Big 12 officials.
Still had 31, didn't she?
Had 31 last night.
Yeah.
Got to the free throw line 11 times, which is more than she has had as far as the first handful of Big 12 games is concerned. But interesting to see if the Big 12 comes calling to Jamie Pollard today and see exactly. It wasn't a horrible, it wasn't a tirade or anything like that. Just coach had some things to say and get off his chest last night.
Yeah.
And he did.
Tomorrow night, competing with high school front, Michigan and Iowa go at it.
Still on as of now.
Imagine the Wolverines will get in sometime today.
Yeah.
We'll not wait till tomorrow. So, Fred McCaffrey said today, C.J. Frederick, who played 31 minutes at Northwestern, came through the game just fine. And he is expected to be full go for the game tomorrow night.
Good news right there, as it is a pretty quick turnaround for the Hawkeyes, as they will try to get over the 500 mark coming up tomorrow. As I mentioned, we have for you tickets to see the Iowa women's basketball team at Carver Hawkeye Arena and their game against Ohio State on January the 23rd, a very good Ohio State team. That is courtesy of the Iowa Lottery, and Iowa Lottery wants to help pay it forward with free tickets this Thursday through December on the gym class, or through January, I beg your pardon, on the gym class here on KGYM. And we're going to have your chance to win those coming up in just a little bit. We're going to take a break, though, and come back and talk to Kevin Lehman, brought to you by Chris Lehman, as he's going to join us from down in Nashville, Tennessee. So stay with us. More to come. Gym class coming your way for a Thursday on KGYM right after this.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Giannis had a steal, goes by Siakam. Another flush.
Celtics, Bucks.
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on the gym, KGYM.
Presented by Indeed.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back with you in the gym class for Thursday here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Thank you for joining us here on this Thursday as we get ready to talk hoops with the coach, Kevin Lehman, and our segment with Kevin is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman, with over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction. Trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. You can find him online at shootershomes.com. And a big thanks to Chris for helping us out as we talk hoops each and every week on Thursday right here on KGYM. And we get ready to talk to Kevin Lehman, who joins us ahead of Belmont basketball tonight. Are you in Nashville? I'm trying to find if they are. Yeah, they're playing Eastern Kentucky tonight, right?
Yeah, Eastern Kentucky. Last time they played, Scott, they scored a combined 202 points. So this will be an up-and-down battle, and Belmont loves to shoot the three.
Don't look down, man.
Okay, this is a gorgeous campus here, and Vanderbilt is just down the street.
Yeah, and
blocks away.
And a little local flavor coming in next year to Belmont. Evan Bronze, the Iowa City West post, will be playing for Belmont next year.
Yeah, good point. I'm going to go visit with their coach here as soon as we get done. I'm going to ask them about Evan and their plans for him.
Kevin, last night, excuse me, you and I had a little sloppy first half. Trailed Valpo at the half, but then came out strong in the second. Much-needed Missouri Valley Conference victory, as they all are. And A.J. Green just continues to do terrific things.
Well, he's been tremendous. And, you know, when you have a guy that can score in the late shot clock situations, what A.J. does, it really helps your team. It set up a big matchup for Saturday where they go to Bradley, both teams at 4-1. And Bradley's won 14 straight at Carver Arena. So that's going to be a tough one for the Panthers. And, you know, you start talking net, at-large bid. When you look at the quadrant wins, you know, Northern Iowa has two games in quadrant one against West Virginia and the win against South Carolina. They have no quadrant two wins. So these road games against Bradley, Indiana State, Loyola, those are huge for Northern Iowa to keep that net ranking up where it's at, which I believe is around 33 or something today.
Mm-hmm. Well, in regard to A.J. Green, Kevin, I'll ask Scott this as well, because I know Scott saw him in high school. I find it, he's got a very interesting shot, very difficult to block. He gets that ball almost behind his head and very efficient at it. Always been that way, Scott?
Yep, well, always been.
Yeah, plus he's 6'4", so a lot of these guards are going to get the valley. If he gets a point guard on him or they get the switch they want, there's a guy 6'1", 6'2", on him, and he can get it to that mid-range jumper and really finish. Or if he gets a big on him, he has the ability to bring them out to the three-point line where they're not comfortable and score over the top. So there's been a huge improvement in his game from his freshman year to his sophomore year, and that's one of the reasons why this Northern Iowa team is playing so well. Plus, they got older guys. You know, Haldeman's a fifth-year senior. Isaiah Brown's been around for a while. And, you know, the return of Austin Fife has been tremendous.
A.J. Green's got to be, right now anyway, after six games, the player of the year, doesn't he?
Oh, no question. Yeah, he's got to be the guy. You saw Javon Freeman Liberty last night with Valpo, one of the top scorers, but you know his team is not as good as Northern Iowa's. And when you vote for MVP, Player of the Year, I always start at the top, who finishes first, second, go down the list like that.
Interesting that you and I and Bradley are going to play twice in the first six games of the Valley schedule.
It is, and I was fortunate enough. I'm going to call both those games. And, you know, Childs re-broke his hand, Elijah Childs, for Bradley, so he's out this game, had surgery. But they got a shooter themselves, and Nate Cannell, he knocked in, I think, six or seven threes in that win at Missouri State.
Also last night, Iowa State fell at number two Baylor down in Waco. Not a bad performance for the Cyclones. Ended up losing, I think, by 13 last night. But first of tough back-to-backs as they go to Baylor, and then they have to go to Texas Tech in Lubbock coming up on Saturday.
I listened to the end of that game on my way in here to Nashville, my rental car, but it was the Baylor broadcast crew. This Baylor team is really good, guys. And Scott Drew is maybe one of the most underrated coaches, not only in the Big 12, but in the country. He's got this team going. They got some dudes that can play.
Well, Michigan and Iowa get together tomorrow night. Iowa trying to go over the 500 mark, Kevin. And Fran McCaffrey said today that C.J. Frederick went through, played 31 minutes at Northwestern. Feels good. He'll be ready to go tomorrow. Were you as surprised as I was to see him on the floor in Evanston?
Oh, Mark, I was totally shocked. I didn't see that way he played, like he never missed a beat. He's got five assists, knocked in three triples. Look, it's 30 minutes on a guy that had his foot in a boot for maybe, what, 2 weeks? Hopefully, that he'll be able to stay healthy, because this is a different Iowa team with him in there. And obviously, with Iowa, their offense is one of the best in the country as far as efficiency. Starts with Garza. Who would have thought that Garza would only get three rebounds at Northwestern? But they did that with those 27 points. Creator, big game off the bench. It's all about defense now when they play Michigan. They cannot have a repeat of Ann Arbor where Michigan lit them up, shot 55% in that game. So their defense has to be much better.
Yeah, and there's a situation there as well. We talked about you and I and Bradley meeting twice early in the season. Iowa and Michigan are going to meet twice, although they had that little two-and-a-half-week layoff between those first two Big Ten games and then the resumption of the Big Ten. But it's still pretty fresh.
Yeah, you know, if you look at Iowa's schedule, it sets up nicely for them. Again, I'm talking about the net. 10 of the 14 Big Ten teams are in the top 50 of the net. That's 20% of the top 50. So this Iowa team, they have some great opportunities. Their net number is high. It's sitting at 31. And last year they were at a 43 and got a 10 seed. So if this Iowa team can finish 10-10 in the Big Ten, maybe even squeeze off 11-9, they're going to be in a great position for seeding when it comes to NCAA tournament time.
By the way, and we're talking with Kevin Lehman on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class at KGYM, brought to you by Brother Chris Lehman at ShootersHomes.com. You talked about the net, and also that coincides with the fact that the only unbeaten team remaining in Division I college basketball happens to be San Diego State. How about that?
Well, San Diego State, and I see Iowa State got a draw. Auburn, who was the only undefeated along with San Diego State, so they got whipped in that SEC Big 12 challenge. So it doesn't get any easier for the Cyclones. And I got to give, before we finish here, Marcus, I give some kudos and some love to little brother Chris, because it's 60 degrees in Nashville. What are you guys at, six?
About.
If that.
Little brother Chris got the text from his brother Kevin today. He had to go start a furnace and check a few other things at some ripple properties. So, again, kudos to little bro Chris. And you want to report this, that Sarah, who pitches for Iowa softball, they've been in Monterey Beach here during break, and they're getting back tonight, the softball team for the Iowa. And they open up, guys, February 7th in East Carolina. It's here before you know it, softball season.
Not at home. They're not opening at home.
No. Well, now that I got that in, I can call Chris back and have him go start another furnace.
There you go. Get all those taken care of right there.
Kevin, I want to go back to the Big Ten for a minute. And for my money, I think Wisconsin is the most surprising team. You know, in November and early December, it lost like 4 out of 5 games. And none by huge margins, but Greg Gard's done a nice job. Got a win last night against Maryland on a late three-pointer. How about you?
Well, I think you look through the Big Ten, there's a lot of surprise teams. There's Illinois. There's surprise teams the other way. The teams that have fallen off the cliff a little bit. You know, Penn State with only 2 wins was against Iowa. So it's a crazy Big Ten year. But there's no team I think is going to be a Final Four team, but there are going to be some really good teams, and you'll see a lot of bids from the Big Ten when we get into March.
How crazy is March going to be based on what we've seen through the first 2 months of this college basketball season?
Well, you don't want to make your living in Vegas on point spreads in this basketball season, especially when you get into the tournament, because yeah, it has just been wild. Upsets. Well, we said there's no upsets because you've seen teams winning, protect the home courts. It's tough to get a road win in college basketball today.
Kevin, it's about halfway through the college basketball season. We all know that the three-point line was moved back this year. What effect, if any, do you think it's had to this point?
You know, that's a great question, Mark, because people say the three-point percentage is down, but when you look at teams like Northern Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes, it hasn't affected them. They're actually shooting it better. I'm at Belmont here. They have 7 guys that are shooting over 41% from the three. And as Porter Mosier from Loyola told me, players gravitate behind that line. No matter where you put it, they're always back a couple inches. So he thought it had hardly any effect on kids' ability to shoot. I mean, you can make threes, you can make threes. But I think we thought it would drop screen percentages. It has opened up the middle for guys like Luka Garza and post players to have more room to operate.
I think Mark and I were both just going to ask you, has that helped Luka Garza this year?
Oh, tremendously, because it's, you know, just a half a step longer to get there for the double. And it's what's more important when Luka Garza throws it out of the double is that other fraction of a second to get back to the three-point shoot that really, I think, is helping the three-point percentage.
I would agree. I would agree. And that is the type of rule change that benefits everyone when it helps the game. And I'm not just saying this because it's helping Iowa so far this year. I'm just saying it because it's better. It's a better product for college basketball this year because you're seeing not only Luka Garza but other posts start to have a little bit more free reign in there.
Well, I think it's a little better flow, but what's hurt in college basketball, there's no dominant team. Because, you know, we all love to cheer against the Duke or the North Carolina. We just don't have this year. We've seen it in the top 20 rankings, how they switch from time to time, lose number one slot, and it's been a big shuffle in that top 25.
Kevin, we had a poll question yesterday. I want you to answer it, if you will, and we'll get to today's poll question here in a minute, but which men's basketball team has been the bigger surprise this year so far, Iowa or UNI?
Boy, that is a great question. I'd love to hear what your poll is, but I think for me, because the injuries that Iowa has faced, with Bohannon going out, what they've dealt with Frederick, it'd be Iowa right now. I knew when I saw Golden Iowa practice early in the year, I knew they'd be good because they had so many guys back, only losing Wyatt Lowhouse. And when they bring guys back, with Ben Jackson, they're always good because they know their roles. They do the same thing over and over. But I think the job Fran McCaffrey has done with his lineup of injuries, you know, back to Jack Nungy, that he's just done a tremendous job with this team. And they're still scoring at a tremendous level.
Well, 2/3 of the respondents agreed with you, Iowa.
Well, that should keep our show going for another couple of weeks.
Very much so. Very much so. And, yeah, you got the Ohio Valley matchup tonight. Belmont is a game behind Murray and Austin Peay at this point, and tied with Eastern Kentucky right there.
yeah, it's going to be a big one tonight. And I got to go visit with the coach, guys. So
there you go.
I have to cut you off.
All right. Hey, yeah, find out about Evan Bronze going down to Belmont.
I will. First question I'm going to ask.
All right. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Kevin Lehman joining us, the coach. He joins us on Thursdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. His segment is sponsored by Chris Lehman, Coldwell Banker Real Estate Professional. You can check him out online at shootershomes.com. That's shootershomes.com. Yeah. Hoops. Yeah, I'm still the minority. I know that. But I am enjoying this basketball season even more because there's not
unpredictability.
Two or three
yeah.
teams that are just above and beyond everybody out there. I mean, Duke loses to Clemson the other night. Right now, Gonzaga and San Diego State are going to have just gaudy numbers going into March. The Mountain West is not as good as it has been. San Diego State's going to have only one or two losses at the most. They're not going to go undefeated, I don't think.
Gonzaga's the number one team, right? Right.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the number one team. And
for now.
For now. And BYU and St. Mary's are in the West Coast Conference. One of them at home could get Gonzaga, but they're still going to have a great record going in. Usually do, but I think it's going to be an even better record coming up this year. So, but no one's going to say that San Diego State and Gonzaga are the Dukes or Michigan States or Kentuckys of the last 10 years.
No.
So, but I think it's great. I love the unpredictability of it. Until my national champion loses in the first round, which has happened before when March comes around. 319-366-1600.
I may not even do a bracket this year.
No. Huh? You got to do a bracket.
Right.
You got to do a bracket.
Right.
Just do the bracket of integrity and be done with it. You know, you can get into as many of those pools as you would like, but just keep it on one bracket. Keep it on one bracket out there.
Let's give away some tickets. How about that?
Yeah. Matt, by the way, says don't sleep on the Dayton Flyers either. And I would very much agree on that. Dayton's got a very good team. Go ahead, Mark.
We've got tickets to Iowa women's basketball, right?
Courtesy of the Iowa Lottery.
Yeah.
And you must be 21 years of age or older to call in and pick up the tickets. Plus, if you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. Courtesy of the Iowa Lottery, we have a pair of tickets to see Iowa and Ohio State women's basketball at Carver Hawkeye Arena next week. We can't promise you that it's not going to snow or it's not going to be 10 below, but we have the tickets for you. You must pick these up here at the station, by the way, so keep that in mind.
Iowa in action tonight against Minnesota. At Minnesota.
And the Gophers' top player may or may not play.
Mm-hmm.
According to Lindsey Whalen, the head coach of the Gophers, she is suspended. But Lisa Bluter is saying, we're planning on her playing. We'll see how that plays out. 319-366-1600. Caller 6, 319-366-1600. You will pick up the tickets to see Iowa women's basketball courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. Back with more after this.
The Iowa Attorney General's Office has dedicated a hotline for survivors of clergy abuse. Advocates are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. to take confidential reports and refer survivors to resources. Know that you are not alone. Your story could help us better understand the issue and what actions to take. To make a confidential report, call 855-620-7000 or visit iowaattorneygeneral.gov.
Sponsored by the Office of the Iowa Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Building winning teams is all about having the right person in each position. In the summer of 2017, the Philadelphia Eagles signed free agent running back LeGarrette Blount to a one-year deal. His unselfish contributions in the backfield and his veteran leadership in the locker room played a vital role in a season that culminated in a Super Bowl victory for the Eagles.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
You wouldn't draft a linebacker to play as your quarterback, right? It's the same thing as when you're going to hire your next teammate. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interests, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy of me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We're taking the hottest debates from First Take.
Just quit on your team. In the middle of the season, just quit.
And adding you and me.
First Take, your take. With Jason Fitz. Coming Monday, January 20th at 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN News.
Congratulations to Terry from Cedar Rapids. They have picked up tickets to see Iowa women's basketball against Ohio State, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. That'll be coming up on the 23rd. We did talk to Lisa Bluter on Tuesday. You can hear that conversation with the Iowa women's basketball coach by going to our website at kgymradio.com. We've got that podcast up and ready to go. As you just heard, ESPN debuting a new show coming up on starting on Monday at 12 noon. First Take, Your Take with Jason Fitz. No more Stephen A., Mark. But Stephen A. will be a guest to start things off with Jason Fitz. So I'm just warning everybody about that. Just warning you out there. But looking forward to Jason Fitz's new show, First Take, Your Take, starting on Monday right here on KGYM, beginning at 12 noon. Dave Koken set to join us right now from Las Vegas. SmokingKoken.com is the website. Check him out on Twitter, at Dave Koken. And a birdie told me to wish you happy birthday, Dave. Belated.
Yeah, it was a few days ago. I was expecting you guys to buzz me in.
To buzz you in. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, you know, a few seconds before I was coming on, you know, a buzz would go up or something, so I knew what was coming next.
Indeed. Indeed. What in the world is going on with your Las Vegas hockey team?
Well, they made a coaching change in the NHL. They don't wait around in the NHL, especially when you've got a coach like Peter DeBoer who was available and was going to get scooped up by somebody pretty quickly. Because there are going to be a couple more coaching changes before the season is over. And so they made the move. They have not been performing up to expectations this season. And hockey's not like the other sports where they, you know, have a tendency to wait around and see if things will turn around. In the NHL, they're pretty proactive. Like 7 coaching changes this season. Now, 2 of those were behavior related in Toronto and Calgary. But basically, when things aren't going well, they don't hesitate in the NHL.
Dave, this really isn't a gambling question. More of a respect your knowledge and view on sports. You're opinionated. What's happened with the Houston Astros and the residual effects with Cora and Beltran and whatnot? Just, do you have any thoughts in that regard?
No, none. Look, they've gained an advantage, but those weren't the only teams doing it, okay? So, I think you've got to be naive to think it was just the winning teams that were doing it. I'm sure that other teams are doing it as well. And we'll find out about it as time goes on. But this is the players. The joke here is that the managers are getting all the blame. And they may have put things in motion, but we know Hinch didn't like it. In fact, tried to smash one of the monitors in one of the games last year. And the players are clearly using it. And probably the players are stupid. They can come up with this stuff on their own. So, you know, you got to blame somebody. So might as well blame the managers.
Yeah, and also with the suspensions going on and the firings and whatnot, there is speculation out there that some of the players perhaps could be suspended, and that will have a little bit of a big impact on games down the line. They can't all be suspended at once.
Somebody was banging the trash cans.
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing pictures now where it appears as though some players were wearing a wire.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I don't know that there's much they can really do except just make them stop. And it is. I'm not defending it at all, because it's technological cheating is different from figuring out what the signs are, you know, with your eyes and maybe tipping somebody off. That's part of baseball forever. That's getting an edge. This is outright cheating. And the problem is, it's almost, to me, it's kind of like the steroids. It's probably so widespread that there's you know, we're getting the tip of the iceberg right now, but we're going to find out a lot of guys were doing it. All you can do is outlaw it, monitor it a lot more closely, and make sure it doesn't happen anymore.
Let's get to the actual games, and those are in the NFL. I want to go back to last weekend. First of all, I wondered if you knew or heard anybody had a ticket on Houston, and that team was up 24-0.
Oh, I'm sure there were people who had them. A lot of people did. Boy, that was one of the quicker comebacks you'll ever see, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And by the end of the half, it was like, this game's over. this game is done. And the Chiefs just tore them apart. So now they've got a bigger challenge because they've got to stop the Ravens. Yeah, I'll get the team right eventually.
Titans.
They've got to stop Derrick Henry. If they do that and force Tannehill to go to the air more, they'll have a pretty good chance of winning the game fairly easily. I think the move this week, and again, you know, and I always preface this by saying I'm not that good in the NFL, so take everything I say with the entire canister of salt. But I would tease the two home teams. I think you've got a pretty good chance to win that.
Yeah. Talk that George Kittle is a little bit beat up for this 49ers going into the championship game, too.
Yeah, although he'll be out there. You can be sure of that.
Yeah. Knowing George Kittle, yes, he will be out there.
And it's a championship game. I mean, guys got to really be hurt to miss one of these games, and that's just not going to happen.
No. As a Chiefs fan, this was the one team that that I feared and others fear because, A, they beat him during the regular season with the way you were talking about. Derrick Henry had a big game that Sunday in Nashville. So it has been done before, and it could be done again.
Yeah, no question about it. And the team's on fire right now. And they've got nothing to lose. I don't think the travel factor is anything of real importance. They're pro athletes. And I mentioned this many times before, it's not like they're having to drive to the stadiums around the country or fly commercial. They're not waiting for a boarding pass. So I don't put much into that. But I do think Kansas City's the substantially better football team, and they are playing at home.
You're working on basketball and pucks tonight. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, I'm late with the hockey, unfortunately. The information was a little slow, and I'm behind schedule today. But finished up the basketball fairly quickly, and we'll see what happens out there. The game that interests me tonight is the Oregon State-Washington game. Washington had a really bad weekend. The point guard, Green, lost his eligibility because of grades, and they were awful in their two games against California and Stanford, especially the Stanford game. They had, I think, 5 assists and 21 turnovers in that game, and yet they only lost the game by 6 points and then lost in overtime to Cal. But this is an 8-ball game for Washington. I mean, they're in real trouble if they lose this game, and I think you'll see a little better point guard play because at least they had a few days to practice. And Oregon State's coming off a great game, absolutely great performance against Arizona. Kind of tough to duplicate those, especially going on the road. So I took a shot with Washington tonight, kind of like Arizona State as well in the Pac-12.
Yeah, a couple of Pac-12 games. And you also have one at Cokin's Corner that you've already thrown out there for tonight.
It's just a garbage game, Detroit and Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And it's basically a bounce game for Milwaukee. They're coming off a rivalry win, and they shot the lights out in that game, and that's not a good shooting team. They're like 274th in field goal efficiency, and they just had a great shooting game. So oftentimes you'll see a team bounce off a game like that, and against a low-level team like Detroit, this could be a flat spot for them.
Dave,
I
read a story the other day about the XFL and how some states, some of the houses in some states, most of them are going to put out information on the XFL, but others aren't. Do you think there's going to be a lot of activity on the XFL?
No.
No?
There'll be some, but no, not really.
How in the heck do you know who's going to be good? No one knows the rosters.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like they're going to get coverage like the NFL or college football or college basketball or the NBA or even the NHL. No, they'll do some business. It'll be like the USFL was back in the day where, and I'm not saying there's not going to be an edge, because the USFL was one of the great betting sports back in the 1980s before someone screwed it up, one of the owners who will go unnamed. And I think this league could be the same. People who follow it closely, they might end up with a nice edge. It's kind of like the WNBA, which I don't do myself. But people who are hardcore in the WNBA, from a gambling standpoint, a lot of them do quite well.
Now that you mentioned the USFL, I was a big fan, and now I'm going to have to go home and watch some USFL on YouTube tonight.
Oh, I love that league.
It was fun. It was good football.
There's a lot of good players.
The league was doing extremely well. I mean, they were making inroads. Not to the standpoint of threatening the NFL, but they were developing a following. And unfortunately, one of the owners didn't want to play nice with the other owners and kind of screwed things up for everybody.
I was a big Michigan Panthers fan. I don't. He had Anthony Carter. That was why.
I was a fan of teams on a weekly basis, but it was actually becoming a pretty good quality league.
Yeah, no,
it had reached the point where they were kind of like the old American Football League, maybe 2 to 3 years before the merger, where it couldn't really compete with the NFL, but it was good football.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't think we would have ever had a merger like the AFL going into the NFL, but
no.
But it was
fun. No, but the league
fun.
Could have survived. And I would not have been surprised had one or two of the USFL teams eventually gotten franchises in the NFL, because the cities were doing really well.
Right. Who knows? We could add a team in Portland.
A certain owner of a USFL team wanted an NFL team, but that didn't go over so well among the owners.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the same owner who kind of screwed up the league.
You betcha.
Well, they had pretty much come to an agreement that they weren't going to go nuts in terms of big dollar signings. They wanted to keep things under control. And then that particular owner decided that he wanted Herschel Walker and he wanted Doug Flutie. And he started paying NFL wages. And that was really, everybody knew it right away. It's like that's the beginning and the end for this league.
Mm-hmm.
It prompted one of the great letters of all time, which is, you can still find it. It was Bassett, the owner of Carling, which I think was the Toronto franchise, I believe. And he said, if I see you, to paraphrase what he said in the letter, he said, if I see you in person, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Yeah. It's all in the 30 for 30 on ESPN, which is one of the better ones. And if you want to know all the facts and figures, please check it out. We encourage you to do so. All right, Dave, appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Dave Cokin from Las Vegas joining us, smokingcokin.com and at Dave Cokin on Twitter, talking USFL history.
I bet he plays a couple XFL games. I'm just throwing it out there.
People are going to play XFL games.
He doesn't care how big a game it is.
They're not going to do it.
If he finds an edge.
They're not going to do it on the first week, you got to think, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to figure things out on how good this team is versus this team. You know, who's got the better players?
The problem is there's different levels of extra points and how many points you can score on extra points. And point spreads are going to be nuts.
Oh, it'll be fun, though. It'll be fun. Spring football right around the corner with the XFL. We can ask people if they're going to bet the XFL. We can ask people what their favorite XFL team is going to be. All that fun stuff.
We do have a poll question up for you right now at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And it.
Are you betting on the XFL?
No, it touches on something Dave said in regards to the sign stealing scandal in Major League Baseball. Do you think MLB's sign stealing scandal extends beyond the teams already implicated? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Just my core says I hope not. But my head says that old phrase, you ain't cheating unless you're trying. Not only does it go as far as racing in some racing circles is concerned.
Well, if any of the Astros know of other teams doing something similar, they're going to rat on them.
Yeah. Some interesting discussion nationally about this. And one of the shows I was listening to talked about this as being the 21st century Black Sox scandal, for lack of a better word. And it could be. I mean, this is, or, you know, and people are throwing around Pete Rose as well. I mean, what was worse, what Pete Rose did or what the Houston Astros did? They are both bad. They are both bad, no doubt about it. Baseball just doesn't need another problem. And lo and behold, Mark, baseball has another problem out there. I got to think there are more. 3844 says the XFL doesn't go by point spread.
That I don't know.
I don't know about that. We'll wait for the XFL season to come around, and then we'll find out all these pertinent answers to these questions. We're going to find out pertinent answers as to what happened last night on the lanes. And we'll do that when we come back. Gym class for a Thursday. Coming your way on KGYM. More after this.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times. As represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
It's a Metro Boys basketball battle this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Udash. Join me Friday night at 7:20 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as the Jefferson Jayhawks take on the Prairie Hawks. Both the Jayhawks and Hawks are looking to get back on the winning track in this West Side battle. That's Boys NBC Basketball presented by Hills Bank, Jefferson at Prairie. Friday night at 7:20 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bay City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, Bay City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at Bay City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Back in the gym class on a Thursday on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Rob Gray is going to join us on the program, and we will talk Iowa State basketball, maybe a little Iowa State football as well, coming up tomorrow from Cyclone Fanatic. And also on the program, the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming your way tomorrow at about 3:40 on the program right here on KGYM. We'll introduce you to another guest picker. Coming up tomorrow, I was the winner last week at 6-0. We'll see what happens this week.
Yeah, guest pickers, principally Eric and Claire from the morning scramble on Z102.9, been very good for the gym class, which, by the way, now leads by 15 games.
With a scant few weeks remaining.
Yeah, how about that?
So I think we can put a magic number out there. The first place team in the Evergreen League, I don't think can get their magic number ready to go as of yet, but we'll tell you what happened last night. Our Bowling Night in America wrap-up is brought to you by Bay City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America.
Our Rusty Nails took on said first-place team, the Diamond Edge. And what do you know?
Without Marcus.
Oh, Marcus didn't bowl.
He was off last night.
Uh-huh.
But they still have good bowlers.
Yes, they do. The Rusty Nails come up with a 17-13 victory. How about that? Good job, guys. You were out there. I was not.
It was 15-5 going into the last game, and yeah. I think we made him angry.
It happens a lot out there, that's for sure. But a good night for us moving into a tie for 7th place in the 14-team league, and we'll go at it again next week. Hopefully, we don't bowl against Zach Prusha.
Holy mackerel.
Zach, young left-hander, big guy, throws it about 30 miles an hour. No, not quite that bad.
Well, he could on our lane last night because the MPH machine was off. We were throwing it 28, 29. No,
it was off.
Made us look really strong and good last night.
But Zach, back-to-back weeks now, had another 300 last night, and that's his third in a week.
Yep.
He had another 300 in another league, and probably the hottest guy in town right now.
Had an 800 last week.
Yeah. 9-700 series last night, led by Roger Taylor Jr. 768 for Roger.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So we'll go at it next week against Barry's Lanes, and hopefully have a similar result. If you have any questions about open bowling or equipment, whatever it may be, give
New
May
bowling
City
ball.
Yeah, May City Bowl a call. 362-0136. Visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Good night by our friend Carlos Redmond last night, too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He had a very
big
good
Georgia
night.
Fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was throwing it well last night. A lot of good games by folks. As you mentioned, 7-700s last night. So that was good to see.
He wasn't
there.
Really happy last week. One of the Georgia star linemen transferring to Tennessee.
And, made Rusty happy, but it did not make Carlos happy.
They'll be fine, believe me. They'll be fine.
Georgia's going to be fine. They're going to be fine next year. As you mentioned, coming up tomorrow, Rob Gray is going to join us, and we'll also have the pick six for you. We'll take a look back at Iowa women's basketball from tonight, Iowa and Minnesota up at the Barn in Minneapolis, and that will get underway just past 7 o'clock coming up this evening. And our basketball games are on for tomorrow. City High hosting Liberty in a doubleheader. That will get started at 5:50 on 106.3 FM on Friday. Jeff Prairie Boys over at Prairie. That will be at 7:20 on 1600 and 107.5. That is also Friday. They have moved the girls' Prairie Jeff game over at Jeff to tonight. Kennedy Wash doubleheader is also tonight. Check your local school to see if they're playing tonight or tomorrow night. There are a ton of games tonight that have been moved from Friday. So.
Thanks to Kevin Lehman and Dave Koken for joining us today as our guests. The next 3 hours, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA